are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Crime remains a problem in many parts of the country. And as a result, the International Association of Chiefs of Police is asking the next president of the United States, whether it's John McCain or Barack Obama, to form a national commission on criminal justice within the first 3 months of the new administration. With me now to explain why and what that commission might accomplish is Ron Ricker, president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police. And Ron, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. It's nice to be with you as well.
Why do you believe this commission is necessary?
Well, it's been about 40 years, actually a little more than, since the last time there was a presidential commission to study the criminal justice system in the United States. And with all that has occurred since then, especially in the post-9/11 era, and the transformation of the types of crime and violence in this country, as well as among, of other challenges that we face, we just certainly think it's time to do that.
And how would it be structured? How would it be organized? And what would you hope to do in a certain amount of time?
Well, what we have today is sort of an evolved patchwork of approaches to various challenges that the law enforcement and criminal justice system are facing, such things as immigration enforcement, drug enforcement, violent crime, terrorism, identity theft. I mean, the list goes on and on. What we're doing now is we've just had to adapt to these things as they've come along, and it's time now to have a very strategic approach to tackle those problems in a very coordinated way and in accordance with a national strategic plan on criminal justice. So this commission would be structured in such a way as to develop such a plan and would be participated. The participants would be practitioners from the policing community, from the courts, prosecutors, from all across the spectrum of the criminal justice system, juvenile justice and so on, so that we can take a look at look at it from a strategic standpoint and make sure that the resources that we have, the freshest few resources that we have, both at the federal and state level, are being expended wisely and to the best outcome.
From the colleagues that you've talked with on the state, local, and federal level, do you believe there's a consensus on the best way to allocate the limited resources and have a consistent approach on how to address these problems?
I don't think there is such a consensus, but I think there could be one, and that's what we think the value of this commission would be. While we have these conversations, it's important to note, and I think your listeners may already know, but there have been 99,000 people murdered in the United States since September 11, 2001. And, in most communities, people aren't even talking about it. It's just an absolute crisis in this country, violent crime. But we somehow just come to accept that that's the way it is. But it doesn't have to be that way.
What else may be responsible for that number, in addition to the fact that the coordination has been lacking, and as you point out, for the need for this commission?
Well, I think we need to understand the factors that influence people to engage in criminal behavior in the first place. What are they? What can we do about them? I mean, certainly drug abuse is probably the most common underlying element behind most criminal activity, whether it be property crime or violent crime. So, this is a so much more broad an issue than the police alone can really affect much change. We know we cannot arrest our way out of this problem. There just will never be enough jail space. There'll never be enough police officers to go out and just somehow think that we could arrest everybody that's going to commit these crimes. We've got to understand as a society why people engage in this behavior in the first place and figure out some effective strategies to deal with it. So a commission like this is just the right tool to get that pool of knowledge together and come up with some modern-day strategies to deal with it.
Well, less than a minute remaining in our time with Ron Ricker. He's the president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, calling for a national conference, National Commission on Criminal Justice. And Ron, in our last few seconds, assuming this commission does take place, what sort of commitment are you looking for from the new president and from the Congress, perhaps, as well as the Justice Department, to implement whatever is decided upon?
Well, that's a great question. We want the president to commit to impaneling the commission. We're confident that if he does, that we would probably be able to get the support that we need from Congress to be able to make systemic, not just funding changes, but system changes based on the recommendations of this commission that will be useful in implementing the recommendations that come out of it. So I think Congress will be responsive. I know the criminal justice community will be responsive. So if the president will put the call out, will empanel a commission, as President Johnson did in 1965, we're really confident that this will have a positive outcome.
Ron, unfortunately, our time is up. Very good of you to be with us today, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ronald Ricker is president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please remember to check out our website at dateline.radioamerica.org. Please remember to join us again tomorrow at this same time for Dateline Washington.